Welcome back to Das Akenim on the Parsha. Parsha's Truma discusses the beginning of the construction of the Mishkan, and it at the beginning it lists all the supplies, all the materials, and in really the first few psukim, pasuk gimel, dalet, hey, vav, zion, it speaks about all the things that are going to be needed: gold, silver, copper, different types of wool, different types of skin, and all these supplies, according to Rashi and Das Akenim as well, there's a total of 13. Some of, you know, if you actually count them up, it looks like there's 15. So some of the Farshim try to explain how there's really 13 articles. There's comments of Das Akenim that say that they correspond to 13 special begadim that Yechezkel alludes to, that in the future Hashem is going to adorn Klal Yisrael. So there's going to be 13 special garments that Hashem will adorn Klal Yisrael with Lisid Lavo, and they are mentioned in Yechezkel, and they correspond to these 13 things. That's the Hanim quotes Midrash Tanchuma, not the one I want to focus on. I want to focus on Das Hanim in Pasuk Vav, because they point to something I didn't notice, actually, didn't think about. I noticed how there's certain things that are different about this Pasuk, but they point out that the Pasuk, which speaks about the Shemen Lama Or and the Besamim, the Shemen HaMishchav, Liktoras HaSamim, that's actually different than everything else on the list. The oil for the menorah and the besamim that were used for the anointing oil and for the ketores, for the incense, the oil and besamim, these things are actually not like everything else on the list, because these things are what the Baalei D'Chusos refer to as, therefore, the Shulchan Gavoah. These are things for God. They're like part of the service, right? Everything else on the list is about the construction of the Mishkan itself, right? There's the cedar wood for the beams of the Mishkan, of the tent of it. There, it's also for the Mizbeach is made of wood. Aron is made of wood. The Shulchan is made of wood. All the gold, because that overlays it, and their hooks and latches and the sockets are made of silver. Everything is for the construction of the Mishkan. Even the wool, some of them are for curtains, some of them are for the big day kahuna. So that all makes sense. But when it comes to the oil for the lighting of the menorah, or the besamim for the incense, for the Mizbeach HaKetores, or for the Shemen HaMishcha, That's not the construction of the Mishkan. That's basically supplies for the avoda of the Mishkan. But we don't mention many other things that you need. For example, we don't mention the supplies for bread for the lechem upon him, or sheep for the Karban Tamid, or any other animals for that matter, or the special wood for the pyre to make the fire go. So the Baalei Tosfos ask over here, why are these items included? Pasuk Vav, the besamim and the shemen, why are those things included in this list? And they suggest a very interesting answer, a very logical answer. And they say the truth is that all three of these things, or two of them, right? It's two things, really. It's shemen and besamim, but the besamim has two purposes. All of these things are for the construction of the Mishkan. Tzorach binyan hein. They're part of they're necessary for the construction of the Mishkan. How? So the shemen and mishcha is what was used to anoint and basically sanctify and inaugurate all the kelim of the Mishkan. So that actually, meaning, that's not part of the avoda, the Shemen HaMishcha. That was part of the setting it up, the building it. The Mishkan isn't ready to function until after the 7-day inauguration ceremony, the Chanukas HaMishkan, which required this oil. So the oil was part of getting the kelim ready. So that's actually not one of the supplies for the avoda itself. And also the ketores. So he says the ketores nami shekin derech malachim shemavasmin lahem habayis kodem shikansu lesocha. He says that the ketores is something that makes it smell nice, which is kavod hamelach. And he's going to say the same thing essentially for the light of the menorah, the oil of the menorah. is that the incense and the light of the menorah, that's not really, they don't exactly fully say it like this, but that's not really part of the avoda of the Mishkan. That's part of the creating the avira, the ambiance, the feel of the Mishkan. Meaning it's not, we're not just talking about the construction of the Mishkan here. Meaning it's not just the building itself that is the Mishkan, but there the fact that there is a menorah there to give kavod to the melech, the fact that there is the incense there that is going to give kavod to the melech, to the shechina that's going to be resting there. That's also part of the construction of the Mishkan. And this can also answer another question that we will certainly get to. If you didn't notice it this week, you'll notice it next week, that the Mizbeach HaZahav is not mentioned here. And this definitely sticks out, because we have the menorah, the shulchan, the aron. The Mizbeach HaZahav is, for some reason, not only not right after these kelim, but it's not even in the parsha. It's pushed to Parshas Tetzaveh. And a lot of Mefarshim try their best to explain what it's doing there. And the approach that some of them take is that, yeah, the Mizbeach HaZahav is actually not part of the avoda. It's part of the honoring the Shechina once it's there. It's creating that atmosphere of reverence to the Shechina. However, I'll leave off a question for food for thought, is why then would the menorah be mentioned in this week's parsha along with the shulchan and the aron? Would the, according to this approach, wouldn't the proper place for the menorah also be in Parshas Tetzaveh after everything with the ketores, with Mizbech ketores? So you can ponder that while looking at the Shabbos candles, as you enjoy what's hopefully a beautiful Shabbos.